And we're live.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, y'all hear that? I'm playing dress up. They're my bracelets.
Right. Call me now, Miss Cleo.
What up?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
We live.
We live, baby.
Let's move this.
Oh. All right. So, welcome back
to a podcast about nothing with V.
You're not V.
But if I say AD first, it sounds funny.
All right, with the V.
And AD.
All little facts.
Oh. Small facts, big opinions. Mm. Oh, that's different.
On today's episode of A Podcast About Nothing, we want to know, are you a boss?
Are you a boss? Me.
Why does everyone feel the need to be a boss? That is the question of today.
Because we came up with the conclusion that we work better together.
Right.
So why can't you?
Work together. Pull your resources together. I mean, I guess you always have to have a boss, but everybody's not a boss.
Everybody, that's what we need to talk about. Everybody's not a boss. What it takes to be a boss is completely different from bossing somebody around, being the GM at your store.
Well, I mean, if you're in charge of someone or a group of people, that means you're a boss.
That means you're a mother.
No. Well, that's bossing.
Now I'm bossing.
I love bossing my kids around.
See what I'm saying? You're the boss.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes in the workplace, everybody wants to be the boss. I'm sorry. I'm chewing my candies.
It's not candy. It's actually a cough drop, y'all.
Halls are good, especially the blue pack. These are different.
They're not.
Oh, it tastes like Winifresh in a candy.
It doesn't. It tastes like medicine.
No, it doesn't. Oh. What is it? Has menthol. Isn't that cigarettes?
Menthol? I guess it's... I don't know.
What makes a cigarette? Nicotine or menthol?
I think the nicotine, the tobacco, and rat poisoning.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Oh, look at me. Truly.
So, bosses. To all of our bosses out there, you don't always have to... Well, everybody's not a boss. Let's establish that.
Yeah, everybody's not a boss. I've known that about myself, since I was really young, too. Like, I work well in a team, in a duo. Granted, I like being by myself, but working with somebody, we need that balance, baby.
Yeah, the fact that I love the switch of... You know, everybody wanting to be an entrepreneur and starting their own thing, especially in the culture, you know, do it for the culture, in the community. Everybody is bossing up, so to say. But it is very important that you realize even in bossing up, you still need other people there to make your ideas come to life because you don't have all the answers. I also realized that about myself. Not when I was really young. Well, I never wanted to be a boss, you know, like that just.
I just never really liked working for people.
I never really liked working.
Hello. Hallelujah. No, I'm glad somebody other than me said it because shit is for the person.
Let me not say that. I like working when I enjoy the work.
I'm doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I've actually liked most of my jobs. I want to say 90% of my jobs. Those I didn't like, I really quit after like a couple of months and quit in the worst way. Like I just didn't go back.
I've done that a few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this relationship isn't working. We go our separate ways.
Yeah, like thanks, but no thanks. But I remember I quit one job and I was trying to send them an email before it was time for me to be at work. So I sent the email like 3:30 in the morning.
That's how you quit?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I'm going to make it back.
At all. Not make it today. I'm not going to make it back at all.
Yep. I had to quit.
Dang. That's savage. But yeah.
I just feel like when it comes to this boss thing, which is, like you said, this new entrepreneurial thing that everybody's trying to do is really cool. But some of y'all need to chill out.
I'm tired of hearing the word boss, too, when it doesn't pertain to you.
So like, what is a boss to you?
Okay, I think a boss is a couple of things. A boss is not just saying the word, but a boss is someone who takes control, whether they're working for someone else or for themselves. You don't have to start your own thing or be an entrepreneur to be a boss. So if you work at Walmart, you could still be a boss if you take control, even if you're not in a manager's, you know, position. Like someone who goes out their way to make sure that things are good. Someone who takes pride, someone who has confidence in what they're doing, and who could not just manage other people, but manage themselves. So I may be
that's the main thing.
A customer service rep. I may not have any type of manager. Like, I may not be in charge of other people, but I'm a boss because I own my own shit, basically. I come to work on time, I get my stuff done, and I go above and beyond at my job. But on the flip side, I also think there are a bunch of boss ass females out there. I would say bitches, but I don't want to offend none of y'all.
Right, sensitive ass.
But sensitive ass bitches. I think there are some boss ass people, females, males, children that are really out there. I mean, I guess the children are male and female too, but just, you know, some boss people out there that's doing it.
Yeah, I think my definition of a boss, or from the examples that I would consider somebody as a boss, would just be making something out of nothing. That's how I look at it. Like, you a good manager, you're a good leader, like you said, like when you were giving your example of the people who work in stores, like that's like leadership. I feel like I'm good at taking leadership, but you want me to control all of this shit? Oh, no. Logistics, too?
Oh, I got to look up. I got to keep right. Analytics.
You want me to do a business plan? Oh, that's not for me.
I don't even speak good English, okay?
Right. I had to ask you how to spell nieces. Like, oh, no.
And nephews. Right. How you spell cow?
Right.
No.
Cow.
That's a K or a C. No, but seriously. Speaking of spelling, everybody should go watch the SNL skit that they did on R. Kelly. That jump was hilarious. They are quick.
Really?
Yeah, sorry if y'all hearing all that click clack. That's my jewelry.
Shining on them. I feel like a dog every time I hear this.
Why?
Because that's what it sounds like, my dog.
Oh.
It sounds like his collar, but it's just the ring my grandma got me.
Oh, shout out to all the grandmas. They bosses, for real.
Granny is the boss, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, don't feel the need to be a boss, but also know your role. Not in a negative way, but I know that I am not a boss. I am a great supporter.
So sorry to cut you off, but let me ask you something. So do you think that everybody has the capability of being a boss?
No, I don't. For 200.
Okay. I was just saying, do you think everybody has the capability of being a boss, but at the proper thing? Like, I feel like I have interests and things that I like to do, but to take it over and make it a business, those may not be my niche. Like, I enjoy makeup and cosmetics and things like that, but am I supposed to be the boss of all of that? Like, I like making shit and going. Being creative. Like, when it comes to creative things, I want to keep it creative. Soon as you come at me with some, like, numbers and all the other stuff, I get nervous.
Yeah, I think also being a boss is putting the right people in place to make your idea come to light. So you may not know how to do the numbers or the market. I mean, take a podcast for nothing, right? Podcast for nothing. Like, that's for what? That is not the title.
That's not us.
That's the other one.
That's the other one. That's
take
not us.
A podcast about nothing. So we had an idea. We started it, but we knew that we didn't know. We don't know everything there is to make this thing what we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought in the right people.
Yeah.
So
are we bosses?
Oh, no, maybe.
We might be bosses.
We might be bosses, y'all. Oh, I'm a bossy as we is. Hey. I'm bossy. And I'm making it in my chat. And I'm not. I don't know the words. Yeah, so maybe we are bosses.
We might be bosses. Okay, so scratch this. We the boss.
Scratch that. Whatever we said before, it's not true because we is bosses, okay?
But no, seriously, I don't know. I guess the word boss scares me in particular.
Oh, you scared.
I'm scared. But no, because seriously, like, think about it.
What?
It's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
But we do a lot of stuff. That's the thing.
But we enjoy it.
But that maybe that's a part of bossing up.
But it's coming together. It's coming
together.
That's what I was just asking. So maybe it's about finding the right thing to do to make yourself a boss of.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's deep.
But I don't think everybody can be a boss.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I don't think if everybody could be a boss, then who is going to make sure that it happens?
But this is another thing that I noticed with being a boss. You also recognize strengths and weaknesses. So like right. You said, being a boss in the position that you're in, you create other opportunities for people as well.
Right.
So.
But you still have to have that skill to be able to bring the people in. So I think it all goes back to skill. Like I know a few people that shouldn't be bosses. But we'll save that for another time. I think.
Are you referring to their personalities?
No, I'm just talking about their leadership skills altogether.
Being a boss would be recognizing that
you cannot do everything.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do everything. Also, it's recognizing, it's also bringing the right people. It's not just bringing in people.
Yeah.
It's not about who you like and who you don't like. It's about making the best decision for whatever you're doing.
That's very true.
So
your friends can't come.
They cannot. They are not allowed.
Your friends cannot come.
Right. But if you do decide to employ friends or family, you have to make sure that they are right for the job. And if you see something in them and you're like, you know what, they would be great at this. Maybe they don't know it. Then, like, I think it's LeBron who employed all his friends, but he put them all through school.
Mm.
That's a boss ass move. Go LeBron. Go LeBron. LeBron.
Go LeBron.
Yeah, so it's...
Oh, that's a boss with the moolah.
Yeah, so it's, all right, I wanna make sure my whole squad is good. But in order to make sure that they're good, they have to take these steps. It's not that I'm just going to throw you, you know, some, what's the slang word for money? Guap?
Chicken.
That is not what?
That you've never heard that?
Chicken?
Yeah.
Like?
Getting to the chicken.
Nobody's ever heard that.
Guap dinero.
All right.
Guala guala.
That, oh, she is making up stuff in real life. We are all going to get to the money, but I'm going to make sure we get there right.
Yeah. And they would have to want it for themselves, too, though.
Right. Exactly.
Because if they fail school, then he's still trying
to... No, it's like, you can do this one thing, you grown.
That would be messed up if you paid for your friends to go to school, and if they failed, you made them pay back their student loans.
Why would that be messed up?
Like, since you ain't doing right, you got to pay this back yourself.
Yeah. I wish I could snap my feet. Like, Like, you know how you snap your fingers?
Why?
I would like to snap my feet.
I'm sure some people can. You know how their toes cross.
Ooh, I'm going to try. I'm going to practice.
Don't practice. Please. Please don't practice.
Next episode, Davina snaps her toes.
You know, looking at that picture of like how you snap, it's not your fingers that make the sound. It's the sound of your finger hitting your palm. I didn't realize that.
Mm.
Like, do it.
Nah, that's this.
No, it's not.
I can still do it without. Look.
It's hitting your palm.
It's not.
Because if you do it, it's not. Oh, my God. We learn something new every day.
We do. And we learned a couple of things. That we bosses.
Oh, yeah, we bosses.
That's really important.
We bosses. You can be a boss, too. You just have to spend half of your life figuring out what you don't want to do. That's the messed up part about life. Really realizing that you spend 95% of your time figuring out this ain't it. That's really what it is.
That's not a bad thing, though.
It's not a bad thing, but that means you think about how much shit you have to experience to realize this ain't it.
But at least you're doing it.
I mean, yeah.
You got to get up, get out.
And get some.
You got to get up, get out, and do it.
That's the part that sucks. I'm like, dang. Like, that's why I realized it doesn't take me long to realize when I don't want to do something. It's never really taken me long. If I know I don't want to do it, I'm through.
Hmm.
I quit. Quick.
I don't know if, yeah, I don't think there's ever been anything that I just really hated. No. I don't like managing people. I don't want anything to do with it. Don't give me
like,
a team.
Like, is it in a setting, a certain setting?
Or... No, period. I don't want to be.
But you're a mom. That's managing people.
No, yeah, but. Those are, if I mess up with them, it's cool. I mean, I hope I don't mess up with their whole lives. But,
it's cool.
But like, it's like trial and error. When you're at a job, it's like, if I have to manage you, I don't want to do that. I don't want to manage a bunch of grown people.
I don't mind it. I didn't mind it. Like, managing people. What I don't like is necessarily reporting or being micromanaged. Like, having, like, the job that I have now is, like, I don't have to report to anybody.
I need it.
I'm really good at following directions on paper. Write them down. I'll do it like this. Don't ask me any questions. That's the type of job I like.
I don't need micromanagement, but I need deadlines. I have to have hard deadlines. And I set hard deadlines for myself, but I work a lot better when I know something has to be done by a certain time. Don't give me a whole bunch of time. Oh, you know, get it to me when you can. Oh, you're not about to get it. It's like, I need hard deadlines. And then
that's like a mind programming thing. I say that to myself all the time.
When you give me that hard deadline, I need deadlines in between.
So you need goals and milestones.
I need goals and milestones for everything, and I follow them. If I am a stickler for when things have to be done, I will follow up with somebody a million times. If I say I'm going to have something to you by Friday, I know by Wednesday whether or not I'm going to get it to you. I'll follow up with you on Wednesday and say, look, it's crazy because I'm not my personality is not a real strict one. You know, like, I'm very random with things that I do and with things that I say. But I know in order to get things done, I stick to deadlines. It is a pet peeve if somebody does not make a deadline.
Yeah, I don't enjoy wasting people's time because I don't
and
like
I
my
think
time
that's
being
what
wasted.
I don't like it. I don't like being late. I don't like my time being wasted. I don't like wasting other people's time. And if I say I'm going to have something to you, I know it's 48 hours in advance. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
48 hours is, I think, a respectable time to get back to somebody and say, hey, I'm not going to have it to you. Can you give me you know, a couple of more days or
whatever. Yeah, don't try to hit me day of 24 hours. That's true.
Don't hit me day of. If you hit me day of and say that you're not going to have it, it will rub me the wrong way. It's like a trust thing.
That's true. I mean, I used to be like that in school, but I guess it wasn't hurting anybody but myself. Who is it?
Well, that's the timer.
That's the timer.
But I think we have more to say.
I like that. That's cute.
But I want to stop. I don't know how to stop it.
You can tell she don't listen to her alarm. Like, who was that?
Oh, it's not for me to wake up.
Like that in school. Like, it's so sad. Like, I've been the same type of student my whole life.
Right? Were you a good student?
I showed up.
Oh.
Okay, so, like, I went to class.
Well, yeah, that's...
But there was a lot that went into school. Like, you want me to communicate with people? You want me to talk to people?
Oh, y'all asking too much.
Do work in class. Go home and do homework. Sometimes do stuff on the weekends for projects. And then be good at the test and listen to you. That's a lot to me.
So what do you want school to be?
Learning.
That's how they tell if you're learning.
Yeah, I don't mind tests, but I don't think tests should be held against you. I don't believe in grades, because if I don't have a good grade in your class, obviously I'm not picking up on something. I don't get the grading process. So for me, I've been really good at certain subjects. Like, I've been excellent. Like, math, that was my favorite subject. But I may not be a good test taker.
Can you help Jayden? Because I can't help her. She's doing geometry, and I
ain't say all maths. See, there was like how many grades is this school?
Did you say 13? Were you about to say?
Kindergarten is a grade. Then plus 12. K through 12. Yeah. That's 13.
Yeah, you're right.
But I've been great at certain classes. Just my grades didn't reflect what I learned. Because I may not be a good test taker, or I'm not going home to do some old stuff that I already know. Sorry, but I'm not that type of person. So when it came to college, I didn't like to waste my professor's time. Like, if I knew I didn't have a project or I wasn't about to do good on a test, I'm not wasting no paper. Listen here, girl. I'll call my teachers. I'll text them. Hey, should I even show up to class? Don't know what's going on. Probably not going to be any use today. Just show up and see what you can do. And it usually works. Communication is key.
That's an interesting...
Just think about it. Like, it's always... Most of the success stories we see in the music industry, I'm just going to use that as an example. Horrible students.
Wait, are we talking about the actual artists or the bosses?
Both.
Because them artists they don't sound like they've graduated from...
high school, college, elementary school.
From fifth grade.
Seriously. But like either, like the stories that we hear, it's like, oh, dropouts because they knew they were creative. Even when I'm reading like... stories of certain people starting businesses. Ooh, excuse me. Certain people starting businesses and stuff like that. They had crazy stories from college. Oh, I used to skip school all the time just to go sell this or do this for my business and didn't even realize it was going to be what it was.
So in order to be a boss, you have to be a dropout.
Right. Hey, Kanye. But seriously, like I don't know. I'm not a person that wastes. I don't like my time being wasted. But just knowing yourself,
woo-hoo. That's the first, yeah, that definitely is the first start, is knowing yourself, realizing some, you know, I think there are a lot of people who can be bosses. I think maybe it is in everyone, but I don't think so. Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Too many chefs, not enough Indians.
That's not it. Too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah, you need to learn how to be a chief and an Indian, though.
Too many head wraps, not enough heads. Too many teeth, not enough gums.
People really have that problem.
Too many gums, not enough teeth. Too much rice, not enough soup. Give me some foo-foo. Too much soup, not enough fufu.
Oh, that is the worst.
Huh?
That is the worst.
Okay, so what's worse? Too much soup, not enough fufu, or too much fufu and not enough soup? I think too much fufu, not enough soup.
That is worse, actually.
Yeah. Like, I can take too much soup, but I don't want no dry fufu. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, y'all, because we African.
But you can always stretch soup with water, though.
What?
You can always stretch soup with water.
I'm talking about in my bowl. Oh, I don't want to look greedy at the family function going back from too much fufu, not enough soup. I got to go back. Yeah. But five of y'all haven't eaten.
Ooh, child. Leave the hungry where they at, okay?
Stop trying to take all the meat out the bowl. Get some sauce.
Putting all the Presbyterian meats to the side.
What is a Presbyterian meat?
Isn't that Presbyterian or Presbyterian?
Isn't that a religion?
No, that's the fish one.
Pescatarian.
Oh, okay.
Presbyterian. I don't even think that's a thing.
Presbyterian or pescatarian? Pescatarian sounds like pest control.
What did you say sounds like vegetables? Oh, for another episode.
Very inappropriate. But I can't say it because so many people get offended.
Oh, we're going to say it.
Yeah, we are. Stay tuned.
Next episode. What words offend you?
Ooh, I got a few for those.
That offend you?
Oh, not offend me, but like, are like, ooh.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, like, ew, that sounds gross.
Like moist.
Ew. That's disgusting.
And how do you say
moisture?
That's a really moist cake.
That sounds disgusting. Like crunchy.
That crunchy?
It sounds weird to me.
Like crunchy draws.
That just mean they stiff when you draw.
Oh, you got like blah. I don't want to talk about it.
Ain't nothing to a boss.
All right, y'all. Well, go be a boss if you want, but
stay in school.
Or yeah, stay in school.
Don't drop out until college, but stay there too, as long as you can. Don't drop out of high school. High school's too fun. Like I'm not gonna say I don't understand, but not early. Like graduate. At least graduate from something. Eighth grade ain't gonna cut it. Okay, get the cap and gown. Okay,
yeah.
But college, make your decisions. Live your life.
Unless you're like really smart and you're like, oh, I can go to Harvard early,
or just keep going so you don't have to pay back your loans until you die, part time. The facts of life.
Yeah, be a forever learner.
Yeah,
and for all the bosses out there, just. I don't even know what to tell y'all. Stop. You don't have to go around telling everybody you're a boss either.
Be a boss. Don't think about it. Be about it.
Ooh. Just be it. You ain't got to say it. If you say it too many times, that means you're not a real boss.
That's true.
If you have to say, if you have to let everybody know you're a boss, then you're not a boss. They should see it. Like, oh, I like the way she move. Oh, I like the way he move.
Oh.
They bosses.
They bossy. No, seriously. Manage the people. Get good reviews.
Give us a review.
Right. Ooh, Apple Podcasts.
Because we just found that there were bosses.
We are all bosses. We're bosses.
All right.
Okay, thanks, guys. Love you.
Bye.